You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Till you wake up on your own, I wonder where you are, and with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so I don't decide.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock here on the West Coast. 8 minutes after 11 in Texas. Joining me from Texas is Mike Musselman.
Yeah. Buck's telling me a story. Keep going.
So he does.
Tell him you're busy. Tell him you're busy right now, for God's sake. Hey, Buck, shut up, man.
Fuck you.
He's almost done the story.
All right.
There. 3 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, let's tell Buck to finish. We'll wait.
No, the story's done. We're not going to go through that story again.
Oh.
One time thing.
All right. What was your, so tell us about your field trip on Friday. How did it turn out?
Oh, yeah. The, gun show, the NRA thing. So disappointed that there was no protesters. That was kind of like what I was hoping to get was, you know, bringing the phone out, getting a little interview, getting into the brain a little bit, asking some questions.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You know, it had been like, you know, here's question number one. Where do you find the Second Amendment? In between A, right after the First Amendment, and B, after the Third Amendment? Or, you know, come on. But no, it was four gals. That's all they did. There were four girls out there protesting because it was raining. And, like you said, protesters are not all weather, man. They just don't go out. What? It's raining? Oh, I might know.
That's all it took to keep them inside and not support the cause?
Yeah, rain. So next time they want to do something, just artificially seed a cloud over the city or something, make it rain.
Bring in a fire truck. Bring in the fire trucks.
Yeah, or a fire truck and just, spray it. Well, hosing them down doesn't work because you've seen them fight when they get hosed.
Yeah, that'll bring them out.
So yeah, it brings them out like ants. Like when you get an anthill wet, you know, when they come running out, that's like protesters. Once you spray them with a fire truck, man, forget about it now. Now, because the news is going to be there. But then, you know, no one's going to cover it when it's raining out.
Yeah, you're right about that. Had you been to that football stadium before? Was it at Texas?
No, it was at the convention center.
Oh,
it was in downtown Dallas.
All right. So, did you?
I was surprised I even went downtown Dallas.
Yeah, you're not a downtown guy. Now that you're a rural guy, did you make contact with General Kelly? Did you get a chance? Was he seeing?
No, I didn't. No, I don't think he was there.
Right.
I don't think he was there, to tell you the truth.
All right.
I think it's pretty light. Maybe he was back at wherever the plane was at, but doing some other stuff.
Maybe. Good call. What about anything else exciting over the weekend?
Anything exciting over the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I always watch. I watch the only three horse races I watch every year is the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
So,
but the Derby was really it was raining
right,
today
saw that.
Or that day. You know, so what is funny to me though is funny is how many people don't understand like that horse, the whole horse racing thing. You know, so I was talking to somebody. And I asked them, you know, we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and I said, yeah, did you catch it? And they said, no, we were talking. And I said, yeah, it was great. You know, Churchill Downs was it was so raining everywhere, and they're like, what church, where's Churchill Downs? I said, in Kentucky. And they look at me like that puzzled look. I go, what are you talking about? They said, the Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs. I'm like, no. The Kentucky Derby is at the Derby in Kentucky. Like, what? No. The title of Kentucky, you know, so we're in this conversation. It's like, no, you understand. The Kentucky Derby is a race, one of many races that day held at Churchill Downs. Some could be called like the Allison's Mile or whatever it will be. But the second or the third longest horse race in America is known as the Kentucky Derby, and it's run at 6 p.m. at Churchill Downs. And they look at me like I'm on drugs. You know, it's on the mud track, the dirt track, on the outer ring, not on the grass track. You know, and they look at me again like I'm crazy as a lunatic. I've never heard it been called Churchill Downs. That's the building.
Have you ever turned your TV on and watched it? Wait. What did your mom tell you when you argue with, what's that saying?
I wasn't arguing, I was explaining. It turned into an argument, and that's when I stopped.
All right. Tell everybody what your mom's saying is.
Once you argue with an idiot, you become the bigger idiot. And it's a true fact, man.
I know. At what point, so as soon as you recognize the argument, you just stop?
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Or, depending on what the relationship means to you, you look at them and say, listen, I can't go any further with this argument because you've already identified yourself as an idiot, and if I continue down this path, then I'm the bigger idiot because I realize you're an idiot, and once you realize that you're an idiot and I start arguing with you, then I'm a bigger idiot. Okay. And I don't want to be the bigger idiot. I'll just let you hold that title.
Okay, so do you use the word? So when you break contact, do you actually use the word idiot, or do you?
Yeah, I use idiot. Idiot's not a bad word.
Yes, it is. Idiot is. Ignorant may or
no,
may not.
No, it's how you say it. Like this. Listen. You idiot. See, that wasn't bad.
Yes, it was.
If I say it like with a cup of coffee in my hand like I got right now, going just kind of with a smile and go, you idiot.
That's bad. I know that's bad. But I don't think you can say you idiot in a benign way. I think it's always malignant.
I just did.
No. I don't know. I'm sorry. You said it nicely. You had a pleasant tone in your voice.
Yeah, but you're not missing. You don't see my
no.
face and
no.
my whole
yeah.
the way I'm, my body language.
No.
I put you at ease,
no,
and you kind of accept it. You're like, ha, I'm an idiot. Yes.
I think I know. Last week you were alluding at one point to your superstar capability or your star ability in the Marine Corps. I think you might be.
Oh, it was still there.
I think you might be. Overestimating that capability.
No, I was with a friend of ours, Bob, and you haven't met Bob yet. So the cast characters you know are Buck, Ralph, and Ron.
Yes.
So the supporting actors are Biff, Bob, you know, Steve, Brian. There's another web of friends, you know. So I was out with Bob, and Bob's a big shooter guy. You know, he likes shooting, so. We went together, and it was funny watching him because, you know, we're talking and then see somebody, and we're like, hey, and they're like, hey, Gunner. And so, you know, he's like, oh, it's just so cool that everybody calls you Gunner. I said, well, that's what everybody used to call me. No one knows
name.
My name is Mike, really, I don't think.
I mean,
everybody there, man. Gunner, where you been? Gunner.
Is that you? Is that part of the star power? Just the title?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Because it doesn't.
Star power is.
Because if you were a master sergeant, that doesn't sound the same, right?
Buck's over here laughing and he's cracking his ass up.
I know.
He's like, oh God, oh shit!
How much?
Good thing I'm a bootmaker. There's a lot of deep shit in this room.
How much can one guy love himself? All right. I've got a couple.
There's not enough.
I know. I've got a couple emails for you. This is actually the text message from last week. I've got another email about it this morning. But the text message from last week was, Hey, Mac, how's the dip quitting going with the gunner? Damn, he's so full of shit. Yeah, that's from Dave in Vacaville. Have you ever been to Vacaville?
What's in Vacaville is a prison for AIDS patients. That's about it. So
no, they grow onions in Vacaville. It's between.
Yeah, okay. So they're known for their prison for, you know, mental or medical prisoners and onions. And Dave's calling me out from Vacaville, California.
Yeah, Dave's calling. He's not calling you out. He wants an update on you quitting dipping because you gave everybody a lecture. I should play it back. I need to go get it.
But no, we don't need to play that back.
Mac, you don't understand. The kind of man that I am, the kind of constitution I have, when I decide I'm going to do something, like if I decide I'm going to quit cold turkey, that's what I do. I quit. Okay. All right. So
I must have been trying to quit that day because I say weird shit like that when I'm trying to get off Copenhagen.
You were off Copenhagen for about, what, 90 minutes at that point? That's why you were unstable?
No. I did like 4 or 5 days. And I'm still doing pretty good because I haven't, I'm trying to think, like I haven't bought some, and the last time I bought a can was Thursday, dude, and it's Monday. And the can is still around. I used to do a can a day.
No, that's no doubt. No, not, so are you bumming? Are you bumming it off people? Or are you, cause that's the other.
No, because Biff, my so-called friend, quit Copenhagen, so I can't bum off of him.
So you can't.
That's another step. So you bum. Is when you start quitting, you bum, and that reduces your intake if you bum.
Not by much, though, in the Marine Corps because it's everywhere. Hey, Double Dog, can I buy him a dip? Oh.
Hey, what are you dipping there? And you know the next question is, mind if I get a pinch out of there?
And then the next comment is, oh, you're quitting? Yeah, I've been quitting for 3 years.
Yeah, I've tried that 100 million times. Yeah, I heard that.
All right. So how is so it's spotty, but you're still on the quest to quit.
I'm weaning down.
Okay. All
right. What I kind of found out is it's like, you know, a child born on heroin. You just can't. You got to wean them off.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it's
again,
not my fault.
We all would understand that, except for your lecture a week ago about your constitution and your ability to do these things cold turkey. Mac, when I decide I'm going to do something, I just do it. Oh, okay. Got it.
I do, and I decided after I made that first decision that probably wasn't the wise decision. So I just reconsidered my position.
All right, next email. So, when is Dana Loesch coming on? Yeah, you were.
Don't get me started with her right now.
Why? What's going on? What's wrong?
Because, like I said, first of all, when you're told, you know, to hang on a minute, I'm on the phone, and you think that because you're the spokesman of the NRA that you can do whatever you want to do, and I feel bad because I let her have it all. I blasted her.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love that.
So I don't know. That bridge might be just gone. We'll see.
All right. What's an appropriate time for weapons draw when you're going to the range?
Okay. So, you know, I had this conversation.
What?
With the ladies. Okay. So you should have a couple sets of gear. You should have what they call range gear.
No. Hold on. In the Marine Corps, what's an appropriate time for weapons draw when you're going on the range?
What's an appropriate time or inappropriate time?
Is 3 o'clock, does that seem reasonable as a time to draw weapons to go to the range?
Oh, you're talking about, like, okay. That's just stupid. Yeah. I mean, I didn't do that shit. I'm serious, dude. I didn't, I mean, when I was a troop, yeah. But later on, when I, how stupid that was one of those rules I didn't follow. Because it was stupid. I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. to go to armory and draw my rifle.
No. You have to get up at 2 because you're drawing your weapon at 3.
Sit around and wait, you know, and then get a head count. and then get in a bus and drive to the range where it's completely dark for the next hour and a half.
Right, because Gunny don't want to be late, right?
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, my thing was I would look at the armor and say, hey, I'm coming by to take get my pistol or whatever, you know, at 05, 06. Sir, they're drawing weapons at 03. Okay, do I need to say this again? I'm getting coming by. So you want me to get up? Yes, it's your job. What else do you have to do? You hand out guns. That's your job. So you're going to hand out a gun. What, you think that you're getting up at 3 in the morning, you get a break?
Yeah.
So then I'd show up at the Army at 5:36, grab my gun, throw up my car, drive to the range, get out of the car, walk up, shoot first relay, get back in my car, and then head up. Get done.
Done. Boom.
So and I'm all done by, you know, 7:30 in the morning.
So yesterday, the lieutenant and I are making dinner. We go to the store, we get dinner, we buy some good steak, and, you know, after I pull steak off the grill, the chef says, you gotta let the meat sit for 5 minutes. So I say, I don't do that. I want it right off.
Oh.
I want it right off. I like it hot, like right off the grill. He's like, no. Well, and
no.
You know what? And so last night, had, you know, zucchini, which I love, and I'm in mashed potatoes, and they were awesome. But I decided, okay, I've got a few minutes.
You're gonna let it sit.
I'm going to let it sit, okay?
Yeah.
Because the chef's been dogging me about
it. It's called resting, by the way, but go ahead.
And so let me tell you. So now with the green egg that I have, I use the right charcoal. I use my digital meat thermometer, buy good meat, and then I let it rest. It was the best steak I've ever made in my life, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is it resting? What happens if I let it rest? Does it make it, what happens? Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, it just allows for
you don't
one.
Know.
I'm trying to tell you, but if you, it's, you know, it's breaking down still the tissues, the fibers. So it becomes, the steak at room temperature is just a little bit, you know, where it's not super hot, or it's kind of in between there, warm to, I guess, hot. I don't know what that would be. It's a lot more tender. But the juices then flow out, and then they settle. So then the problem is people, when they get out the steak off their grill, they cut right into it. It bleeds it dry. All of that stuff just goes flying out. Ends up on your plate, you know, in this mess. But a well-rested steak won't do that. It'll still hold all of its juices within the tissue fibers.
Hmm. That's what, you know what, that's a good explanation. I'm actually shocked because that's the chef's. It retains its juices.
So what I do, though,
and they
is
don't,
when it's resting, I put that pat of butter on it, too.
That's good. Do you make your own? Do you like whip up butter with other salts in it? A little bit of garlic, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, or is it just butter?
Yeah, yes, I actually take sprigs of rosemary and kind of take a mortar and pestle, crush the rosemary, and then mix that into the butter, and so it gets whipped up.
Mike the foodie. The okay, next.
You've
question.
Never done that?
No, I've used butter.
So take rosemary, sprigs of rosemary,
right.
And then, like you said, put that in a mortar and pestle, grind that up, scrape that out, whip that up into some butter, so it's nice and soft.
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
Okay.
A little sprinkle of Himalayan pink salt in there. Oh.
I said, so what do you guys got going on this week? He's like, well, I got to go shoot on the range. I said, what time? And I start laughing. I said, what time you got to be there? He said, weapons draws at 03. I said, what? I said, okay. Remember that chick stopped the insanity? Like, who?
Well,
I don't
but
know.
But he's the lieutenant. He can't.
No, he can't.
He's not at that position yet.
You got to go. I said, but 03? Even 03 is a little early, okay? I don't know. Like, I don't know if somebody got their ass chewed over something, but 0-3, come on, man. That's like, that's still. That's,
yeah, 0-3 is a little, that's a little ridiculous.
That's a little much. All right, next question. But it made me laugh.
All right.
And then I rolled over at about 02:15 when I heard the door slam. I'm like, oh, 2:15? Come on.
Up to the end.
Anyway. Okay, next question. Marine Corps Commandant announced on Thursday night that that three-man fire teams, a squad leader and an assistant and a tech guy for a total of 12. Does that surprise you?
Right.
It's kind of light.
Yeah, that does surprise me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I wondered, what did we give to up the
I was hoping
the other...
they would go to like a 15 or 16-man fire team would have been really cool.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be three of four and another three guys for a total of 15. But not to be. So I wonder, what did we trade out? What did we trade out the fourth guy for? You know, was that to, what did we trade out the fourth guy for so that we could have more cyber marines? Like, okay, you can do this.
Yeah, you gotta have a crypto guy with you in your fire team just in case you have to decrypt something, I guess.
Exactly.
Or run a Raven or a, you know, here's how stupid we're gonna create an MOS to fly a drone.
Of course.
You know. Yeah, if you question just about every Marine joining the Marine Corps today, every other one is actually has a drone. And you know, personally. But see, this is how disconnected our leadership is in the Marine Corps. Because, you know, to me, even you and me and Miller, if you put all this, hell, we wouldn't know how to even start the damn thing.
Right.
But the kids today it's so intuitive to them, but we don't understand that because we do the, it's foreign to me, so it must be foreign to everybody. You know, and that's the mentality of these guys.
You and I would figure it out. Because we're button pushers by
Oh, yeah, but not.
Neller would not. He would just look at us and start drooling, and one of us would say, hey, sir, you're drooling. And he'd be like, yeah, but I like Star Trek. Like, whatever, dude, you're drooling. He'd say, shut up, Mac. Like, why do you always tell me to shut up?
Yeah, it'd be like a chimpanzee looking at a Roomba going across the floor. What the hell is this?
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you the story about when he made us debate? Don't ask, don't tell.
No.
So we're having
don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, we're having a PME. He's a battalion commander. I'm one of the company commanders. And so he says, "All right, everybody on this side of the room, we're gonna have a debate. Is going to debate for gays in the military, and everybody on this side of the room, and I was on that side. I was on this side of the room." He says he's gonna. Debate for gays in the military. And everybody groans. Rawr! And so we get in our group, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, I'm not arguing for this. And I said, I will. And they're like, all right, Mac. So they stand up. The other side stands up and does their little thing, right? The chaplain even stands up and says, this is against God's, you know, God's teaching and all this. And so then I stood up and I said, what's the problem here, right? What's the problem? And everybody's looking around. I said, so the problem's anal sex. Sergeant Major stood up and said, I don't want to know anybody with, and he made some very crass reference to something that might be on an appendage, a male appendage. Anyway, so I said, so the issue here is anal sex. That's what the issue is. I said, okay. Show of hands. Everybody put your hand up who's ever had anal sex. And with that, everybody starts laughing. I said, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. I said, first of all you staff and COs, put your hands up. We know you nastified people. Right? We know what goes on in the Philippines. We know what goes on in Pattaya. Come on, what is this, some kind of a con game? And Nella yells at me. He says, be careful there, Mac. I said, hey, sir, right. I'm just making a point.
Well, I would tell you to be careful because I don't know where this conversation is going, and it's kind of making me sick.
I know. But my job was to argue for gays in the military. I said, so if that's the conduct, then let me just tell you, most of this room ought to get thrown out, too.
I'd be like the judge, and you'd be like the lawyer. I'd be looking at you and go, counselor.
Careful.
I know there's a there's an answer here, a question somewhere in your statement. I'm waiting.
I said,
patiently.
So it's a question of conduct, and that's the issue here. Right? And what I'm going to tell you is most of you all engage in the very conduct that you're condemning other people for. And then there was like, and I started yelling, and I said, let him have it, let him make his point. And then I said back. And what about you guys that are divorced? What's wrong? You don't like women? So you guys are suspect.
Counselor, where is the story heading?
You all are suspect too. So if it's conduct, then most of you are guilty. Most of you are guilty of the same conduct you seek to condemn with that. No, he said, all right, I've had enough. I said, one more point. He said, shut up and sit down. So, yeah, Neller. Been telling me to shut up for a long time. But, yeah.
So, all of that was just about Neller? Come on, Mac.
No, it was funny.
You upset that the Red Sox are playing the Yankees, huh? This tomorrow. Go Sox! Huh?
What did he just say? You've infected him?
No, he does that to get a rise out of you.
Oh. Yeah. No.
He just does it to get a rise out of you.
The two hottest teams? The two hottest things in baseball? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what? The Yankees. You guys are a game back right now. You guys, 9-game winning streak.
15 out of 16, and no, I think it's great.
It's amazing. Baseball's great right now. This is a good time. It's exciting. It's fun to watch.
Let me just tell you, when you have two teams that have good young players, and they're, I will tell you what, I've been around a lot of rivalries in my life, the Giants-Dodgers, and you know, there's no more fierce rival in America than the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. It has been going on for 100 years, and
right.
It's awesome. And if you're ever in either city, when they play, you get on the subway in New York City or you're around Fenway in Boston, it's like there's this electricity through the air. And it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both really
good.
They're polite
to one another. It's a mockery, you know, it's like, you know, it is. I'll never forget, I think when we were there, the Red Sox were playing, was it the Yankees? No, it wasn't the Yankees. It was another big team though. And it was funny because I had a Red Sox jersey on, I had a Red Sox baseball cap on, we're on the subway, head to Fenway, and there's probably the whole car is full of Red Sox, people wearing Red Sox stuff, we're all going there together. And then this couple jumps on, and they're completely from out of town. You could tell. They jump on, and they have, like, the opposing team jersey and hat on. And the whole car just kind of like, and they knew right away. And they're like, and then the bantering starts, and then the fun. But, you know, you got that thick Boston accent. You're going, hey, you know, just going off, man. It was just hilarious. And it was fun.
Yeah,
they're making fun of one another, but in a fun way.
In a fun way. But that's until somebody drinks like four or five beers. And then
the beer bottles start flying, and then the knives come out. Yeah, but that's different.
That's a different kind of fun. So I love that stuff. I watched the Yankees, they've tried to lose games this week and haven't been able to. They had their second baseman hit a 3-run walk-off home run last night. They were down 4-0.
Yeah, I know, man.
It was awesome. So no, it's fun. They're both good, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's not even we're like the first week of May, but it's good. No, I'm excited. I'm pissed they're not playing today. Like, why do they got to take a day off?
That's tomorrow, they're an all evening game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all evening games. You might want to tell Montana Man so he's not, hey, what channel's the game on? Or
what are you guys watching? Where are you watching?
Yeah, what channel are the Sox on? Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. The
same channel that the Yankees are on.
Here's another email. Wait, let me get this straight. Three fire teams of three? And then three people in some kind of headquarters thing? Has the Marine Corps ever had fire teams this small? To my knowledge, no.
Yeah. No, we do too.
No.
We have them all the time because we don't have to pull up man platoons. They're always.
You're right. You're
we
always right.
have fire teams of three. We all have seen fire teams of one.
Right. He's right about that. Yeah. But here's the problem.
Now, I've seen battalions deploy with fire teams of three.
Here's the problem. You're supposed to have nine. What's that mean? You'll probably have six or seven.
Yeah.
One guy's
nine gets you seven.
Seven gets
15 will get you 13.
Yeah, and so and then you got to give people up for either the camp tax or the FAP sure. program or what. Then you're down to like six. So then you're gonna have. Instead of two fire teams of three, an assistant squad leader, and your tech guy, the assistant squad leader is now your first fire team leader, and the tech guy is your second fire team leader. So we got
right.
two fire teams of four.
That's a joke. People don't understand that.
Which means we're good to go. All
Even
right.
if you get on a ship, there's a tax for getting on a ship.
Messmen, the whole nine yards, yeah.
And it's a huge tax. I mean, people don't understand this. I mean, it could be in excess of, embarking troops on a ship. Let's say, just for instance, there's 500.
Okay, hold on. But first, explain when you're using the word tax, what does that mean? What is a tax?
Well, because the Navy, it's a pay-to-play, man. The Navy doesn't have enough, so, support that. They're not manned, which they should be manned at to support that ship. They have just what it is to run the ship with their on it. Now when you start running and putting Marines on it, oh no. So, we get screwed in this deal. And this is what used to happen. Like ship's laundry, where all the laundry goes. There's no place where that's different. Officers, yes, we have our own laundry, but.
You do?
For the regular.
I never did.
Yeah, there's. I did. I had my own washing machine, and not my own, but I had access to an own washing machine and dryer. So did the chief, by the way. They had their own.
Really?
It's stackable. Yeah, it's nice.
Well, we did all ours in one place.
Well, maybe you didn't know.
Back in the day. Well, you were on CDD about the same time I was. So
yeah. Hmm. Well, back then, yeah. When I was on the team, I was a sergeant, man. We were sending our but we had to send guys down there to actually man that laundry. So all those spaces had to actually put people in. Shaw Hall, laundry, there was a, other than not technical jobs, not like the boiler room, but all the community spaces, there was Marines. There was a tax. And like I said, the worst thing that I hated was when I was on the Rushmore and in the wardroom. It's sad, and I know hopefully they changed back then, but this is not too long. It's not like 1880 that I'm talking about. This is year 2000 something. In the wardroom, which is where the officers eat, the people that serve you are enlisted people, and they're dressed in these, really nice mess clothes with the little hat. And they are literally like your waitress and waiter, but you don't tip them. They bring the food to you. They take the food away from you. If you want more to drink, they go get it for you. I mean, it's just, I hated that. And I never, I always took my own plate. I got my own food. Yes, sir, I'll do that for you. I know you will. And I don't want you to, though. And I'd say it loud enough because it was really, made me upset to see Marines in that personal servitude capacity. Now, if you want to put your own Navy guys in there, that's fine. But it bothered me when I saw Marines.
Most of us, what we do is we wouldn't let them help us. We bustle, we do everything like we normally do. Just to
and
make,
Navy officers would be upset with us. Yeah, they'd be playing along the rules in the boardroom.
Yeah. But sorry, we don't. That's not the way we're raised, man. We don't do that.
Yeah, we eat last, boys, not first, like the other some of the services.
Yeah, and if anybody would be serving anybody, we'd be serving them.
It's the officers that serve the enlisted.
That's the way it would be, And we dragged the staff NCOs with us, too. Yeah, you're helping us, too.
And, you know, in the Marine Corps, it's the last, the it's by seniority. So all the privates eat, then the PFCs, then the Lance Corporals, then the Corporals, all the way up. The last person to eat is the old man.
Which sucks, because if the people handing out the food don't do a little portion control, you get up there, they're like,
oh, yeah.
Well, there's no bread. There's no bread.
Half a spiced Salisbury steak, four kernels of corn, and crumbs from the rolls.
And there's lettuce, but there's no salad dressing. Thanks, boys.
Right.
Appreciate it.
But no, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. But the Navy's not. I remember being as a first lieutenant when I went on as the Ranger as the XO. I'm in Navy calls their staff meetings 8 o'clock. I'm in an 8 o'clock meeting with the XO of the ship, and I'm representing the Marine Detachment. And the chief engineer, you can imagine, he's a big deal on the ship, right? He runs the boilers, he runs the engine. I mean, he runs.
Yeah, he's like third in command, I think, right?
The Chang.
Fourth in command.
The Chang, as he's
Steel,
known.
XO, Ops, and Chang.
Yeah, he's a big deal. He went off, and he was an LDO. He had been in the Navy forever, man. He went off because his laundry wasn't folded. He goes, look, rank does have its privileges, and the next time my laundry comes to me and it ain't folded, I'm going to have somebody's ass. And I sat there like, damn, what's this about? I didn't even know this existed. Guy's pissed because his laundry isn't folded and put on his rack in his bag. Folded, back. I'm like, damn, I'm just happy if all my shit gets back to me.
Yeah, me too. This ain't my underwear.
He ain't even my size. Like, what's up with that? Who went in my bag? I knew I shouldn't wash those new socks. Damn it. But the Navy, it was different. Rank has its privileges.
You could put
RHIP.
You know, think about that. You could put a brand new pair of white tube socks. Buy them, brand new. You know how white they look and clean they look. Put them. Don't ever put them on. But put them in that laundry bag and send it away to the laundry and get them back, and they look like they're 10 years old. One time. I used to hate putting clothes in the ship's laundry because it was like, you get it back and you're like, what are they washing? It's just salt water? Yeah. They hang over the side of the boat and then make it, you know, just let it run for a couple hours and then pull it in and air dry it. I mean,
something like
it was
that.
Just nasty.
Something like that. And then you go down there and you see this huge, that's a kind of a miserable place to be in for a few hours.
Oh, it's like a sweatshop.
Yeah, it's a sweatshop. No kidding. And literally, you're sweating your ass off because this is back in the day of Marines spit shining boots and starching their camis and pressing them out. So we would take over the ship's laundry for like 2 hours or 3 hours on a like,
the presses.
Yeah. And the presses, so it's already hot enough down there, and then you fire up the presses.
Oh, steam.
Yeah. But it was a good time. I mean, when you had everybody down there, everybody laughing and busting balls, it was all right. There was more miserable things to do. So, ship life. Now, back to... All right. So, I wondered if you would be surprised by the fire team thing. But, anyway. There was one more story I have for you that I was going to ask you about, but I can't remember. Oh, military parade gets support from House Republicans. One step closer, baby. Get those parade people out there and tell them to get ready. We're having a parade.
What?
Yeah, having a parade in D.C. Our version of France's Bastille Day parade. You ever see the Bastille Day parade?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to have tanks going down Pennsylvania Avenue saluting.
LAVs, not tanks. Tanks would, if you want to do a little urban renewal, run the tanks in the summer down Constitution Avenue, see what happens. But everybody else, we're going to have all those professional paraders out there parading on one day. The old guard guys, the drumming, the fife guys with the Revolutionary War uniforms, all that stuff, all those parade people. Could be like Disneyland. It's awesome. I love that stuff. So, anyway, give them something to do. Give them something to work on. Everybody needs that. the are you pro or see, Mike knows. Are you pro or anti parade?
I'm anti parade.
Why? Why? You don't like a parade?
No, I like watching parades. I don't like being in parades.
You're not gonna have to be in this one.
I know, but that makes me still anti parade because I know someone else is gonna have to do it for my own benefit.
It's for the greater good. It's for veterans and their families.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is. That's the purpose.
Someone is making money off of this, Mac. What? You know? What? Again. Okay, so.
How can you make money off of a parade?
How are you going to make money?
Yeah.
Let's see. Network's going to cover it. Then they're going to charge people to put advertisement up there.
That's companies. Yeah. You know? And it's going to be
concession people on the side of the street.
They're going to make money. You know, that's good. You're helping the economy.
Yeah, but it's not going to be your mom and pop shops. These are all going to be vetted.
Yes, those food trucks. Those food trucks are going to be mom and pop food trucks.
Payoff.
Emilio's Fish Tacos. Yeah. Come on.
Payoff.
Damn. You're Dolly Downer today. What about, do you want to make a prediction on the Yankees Red Sox series?
Yes, three games.
Okay, and what's it going to be?
Sox are going to take two. Yankees will take the one.
I think the Yankees are going to sweep them. The Red Sox will not.
What?
The Red Sox will not be able to slow down the juggernaut that is the New York Yankees now. They just swept Houston after they swept the Angels. Angels were in first place, got swept. Houston got first place, was in first place because the Yankees swept the Angels who were in first place. Houston got swept. Cleveland in first place. They just got swept. Okay? So
no one
get the
no
broom out.
Baseball,
get the broom out.
No one in baseball goes to 12 game winning streak. That's not gonna happen to you. Sorry.
They're at 15 right now. They've won what, 16 out of 17? Something like that?
15. No, they're at a 9-game winning streak right now.
Who? The Red Sox?
No, the Yankees.
No, the Yankees have won 15 in a row, bruh.
What?
Yes! Going for 18. Haven't done this since like 1980. 15 in a row. Yeah, can't lose if they wanted to. It's the force. It's out of your hands. It's not a normal game. There's a poltergeist involved in it. Yeah, think about it. Think about it, Mike. Think about it. Oh, you're looking it up on your phone. He's looking.
Last time I saw it, they were 9-7. I mean, 9-game winning streak.
Dude, you've been.
That's what you're saying.
You're asleep at the switch. You need to like get with the program. You've been like you're off your game. Okay, I'm gonna just so you know.
They're on a six. I'm sorry. They've won six games. They're on a 6-week. They're on a win six right now. They've won the last six games.
Hold on, let me get.
So they're 9-1 in the last 10.
9-1.
Last 10.
They've won 15 out of their last 16, and you're right, they've won six in a row. So that'll go to 9 in a row.
Wait a second. Wait. So let's go back to Gunner. I apologize.
Gunner, I apologize.
Because I'm so blinded.
I was wrong.
By being a New York shit Yankee fan.
I'm so blinded by being a fan of the best team in baseball. I got a little carried away.
Oh God.
But the Yankees.
Yeah, you got really carried away.
Yankees are
going to
sweep the Red Sox.
We've won the last 15. No. 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 Now, you may have won 15 games, but not in a row.
Yeah, 15 out of 16. That's the deal right now. So,
But, I mean, they're coming up.
Good. They're playing in.
They're coming up with a really good win right now. But
playing in New York City.
Yeah. And we're. Boston really does well for some reason.
They don't, okay? They don't. The Yankees own them last year.
Is this one of your stats about the, like, just like the 15 wins just now?
Oh, what? As opposed to your stat? Never in baseball history. This is, I got this one day out of the blue.
That's my stat.
Never in baseball history, when somebody has started 20 and 7, have they ever been caught? I'm like,
yeah.
Where did you get that stat? I made it up.
So when it comes true at the end of the season, put that in the record book.
Then you'll see that I'm right, and it was true. Wait a minute. So, yeah. So you just made that up? No, you don't understand.
That's how stats work. You got to make one up first.
I'm looking into the future, and then it won't. Right. Then it won't be made up.
Right.
All right. I'm confused. In the last 10 games, the Red Sox are 6-4. Yeah, they're struggling.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
They went down. They went down to Texas and played a weak team, won a couple games. So.
Well, they got beat up. They got beat up in the first game, and then they took them the rest of the games.
Yeah, David Price, man, he got beat up.
He
got beat up twice in a row.
Yeah, the hitting, that first game, the Rangers hitting game was ridiculous, man. It was good.
Mac, ask the Gunner, Mookie. Mookie is hurt and is questionable for the series. Does that change and make it more likely that Mike will agree with you that the Red Sox will get swept? Mookie. I hear about Mookie
the neat
all
thing
the time,
about
Mookie all the time.
Neat
Mookie!
Thing, the neat thing about baseball, unlike basketball, baseball is a team sport.
Yes.
So if you lose one player, it doesn't make a difference. The team comes together and goes. Unlike basketball, you lose your star player, the whole series is over.
It's over.
So that's the difference.
So this is the team.
People always ask me, like, oh, basketball. I don't watch basketball. Why not? It's not a team sport. Sure it is. There's five people on the team. No, there's one, and then there's four supporting actors.
Ooh. That is kind of true, though, the way the NBA is right now. Are you upset?
Yeah, the NBA
Hey, let me ask you, let me give you a take on this. One of the guys on the Boston Bruins was licking people in the face. God saw that and had them eliminated from the playoffs yesterday. How do you feel about face licking? Is that appropriate?
It's a shtick. You know, I think he was doing it just to get a name. Because his name goes in there. See, the thing about, like, Dennis Rodman.
Right.
Bad press.
Right.
I mean, what's overshadowed about Dennis Rodman is the fact that, one, he was one of the best rebounders in basketball.
No,
without a doubt.
Machine.
The best. Yeah. The best. But no one ever remembers that. They remember Dennis Rodman for his antics on and off the basketball court.
Yeah. His diplomacy.
Yeah.
His diplomacy with North Korea. Don't forget that.
Yeah. He's an antic guy. That's these sports guys, that's how they in their mind, these perversion mind, they want to be remembered. Let's be a straight arrow. You know, think about it now. Dennis Rodman would have done if he would have just been a normal basketball player, no one would have ever remembered him other than being one of the best rebounders, if that topic would have came up. But everybody remembers Dennis Rodman because of his stupidity in and off the basketball court. And that's where the money's at after it. Who hires the best rebounder in basketball?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You don't need him
anymore. Who hires the guy that'll fill the stadium, because you never know what antic he's going to come. He's going to come in a dress with pink hair.
Well, let me tell you.
Is he going to wrestle Hulk Hogan?
Charles Barkley has made a ton of money from becoming an entertainer. I mean, he's on TBS, and I don't like the NBA, but during the finals and the semifinals, you know, if I'm interested, I'll watch. But what I watch is Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and I don't even know the other guy's name, because they are hilarious. They have like a comedy show going on, and they talk about basketball. But Barkley's made, I mean, look at his commercials that he's in with Spike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, he's at the Super Bowl. He's everywhere. Why? He's an entertainer. He's not just a basketball guy. And so, no, point well made.
Well, he started up early. You pick a shtick, a thing that you're going to be known as, and that's what you know it. So when your career's over with, because they dissipate really fast. So it's a freaking comet, man. It burns out real quick. So, you know, the thing about those guys is they got to pick something out real quick and stick to it. And that's what, so this guy, face licker, he's going to be known as a face licker.
So you get licked in the face. What do you do?
You knock his teeth out.
Thank you. But, you know, but it's the playoffs and the game's close, so you can't. But that
right. Can't afford that penalty.
Yeah, you can't afford that penalty. But another email. Mac, I agree with you. I do think there will be a sweep. Hold on. One more email. Mac, I agree with you. I think the Yankees are going to sweep them, too. Hold on. One more text.
Oh, quit writing yourself.
Hold on. Text message. Mac, Yankees in a sweep. Get the broom out.
Oh, please. Would you at least be creative if you're going to send yourself text messages?
The verdict's in, man. Yankees.
Or Bronzy. don't accept things from Bronzy or, you know, the same
person. Oh, he was pretty fired up yesterday. Yeah.
Mark, Bronzy?
Yeah, walk-off home run in the Bronx when they were down. Came back, hung seven runs after getting down 4-0. Pretty motivating.
Yeah.
He was fired up. He was fired up.
Bronzy goes, he goes quiet, and he goes, when they lose him, he's as quiet as they can be. Kind of like you, actually.
What's underneath the quiet, though?
Well, I'll take the face shot, you know? That's the way I am.
It's underneath the quiet is a lot of hate, okay? Is a lot of hate. And as soon as it turns around, you're going to hear from him too, which is always moderately amusing. Okay, what do you and Buck do? Are you just hanging out at Buck's place? What are you guys doing today?
Buck is attaching the insole to the boot right now. No, I messed up. He is sewing the welt to the boot.
Do you know?
Basically, it's kind of like I just told you.
Are you
more technical?
So he could appear to be smarter. People.
No, this is the part where it really takes a lot of skill. I mean, the whole boot takes skill, but this is the part, man. Well, one of those parts. If something goes wrong here, then
are you
starting all over?
Are you like his assistant now?
No, I'm kind of more like his quality control.
Oh, so you tell him what he's doing
wrong? Yeah, I give him the thumbs up. I look at him, I'm watching him, and then, you know, so I'll question him to keep him, like, well-grounded. Make sure, like, I already know the answer to most of my questions. He doesn't know that. And then I just question him just to make sure that he's on target and he's got the right mind before we go into this.
That's what Secretary Mattis does. If he asks you a question,
I already know the answer.
He's just seeing if you know the answer, because he does. Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, you boys, have you guys been to lunch yet? You guys going to lunch? What's going on?
No, I got to take off after here. I got to go drop some stuff off.
At where? What do you mean drop some stuff off?
I got to get some. Well, I got to go run, make some. What I'm trying to say is I got errands to do. And then I got to get home and I got to send. So all those contacts that I made on Friday, I got to get in touch with them today. You know, link them back up to them. Hey, I'm online, just double-checking the number, good number contact for you, that kind of thing, you know, just your follow-up.
Just build the network, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. All right.
Exactly.
Always working on it. All right, man, good luck. Go Yankees.
Yeah, you too. Go Sox, man. Sucker.
Get the broom out. There you have it. The Yankees and the Red Sox. Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah, the Yankees started young kid. He threw a no-hitter for 6 innings, and then they gave up 4 runs in the 8th inning. Down 4-0, that's a lot of runs, man. So they have a young second baseman that they brought up. His name's Gleyber Torres, and he's a baseball player, too. He's legit baseball player. And so he comes up with 2 runners on in the bottom of the 9th inning, and let me get the video ready. All right, stand by.
High fly ball, deep center. Allen back, still back, still back. See ya! A walk-off home run, and a child leads them to a win. Yankees win 7-4. They've done it again.
It is Gleyber Day, and he is the Gleyber of the month. The Yankees down 4-0 in the eighth. 4-3 in the ninth. Wind up winning the ballgame 7-4.
That, my friends, is awesome. The, yeah, it was, I'm not even kidding. I've watched baseball, but it's, baseball's more fun when there's young guys playing it and doing great things. So, yeah, Gleyber Torres. Sweet. All right, my thanks to Alex Hollings for coming on this morning, SoftRep. You can find his work at SoftRep.com, Hollings, H-O-L-L-I-N-G-S. So, and he went out of his way to come on, so my thanks to him for doing that. The tomorrow, Commandant of the Marine Corps has been in the news, so we're going to talk about some of the stuff he's been in the news about. You're going to hear some audio from him talking about the future and the Marine Corps. So that'll be interesting. Also, there's also a little bit of a controversy, and he made some news last week about it relative to standards in the Marine Corps. So, yeah, General Neller making history. So we'll talk about that, and then on Wednesday, battle study. India Company, 3rd Battalion, 9th Marines, 1967. Operation Prairie 3. So you're going to hear about that. Out of this engagement, a Medal of Honor, 4 Navy Crosses, and then a bunch of lesser decorations, Silver Stars and Bronze Stars. So, yeah, so retired Marine Corps General Butch Neal is going to join us. He was a second lieutenant, forward observer, wound up taking command of the company after the company commander was killed. So, you'll hear that on Wednesday. So, interesting week this week. So don't touch that dial. On a Monday, All Marine Radio. Out.